Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, the phase 6 of the staggering 7-phase Lok Sabha elections recorded a voter turnout of 63.48% in 59 seats across 6 states and the national capital. Elections were held in 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 10 in Haryana, 8 constituencies each in Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 4 in Jharkhand and all the 7 seats of Delhi. Now, the national capital saw a dip in its turnout from 65% in 2014, despite facing a crucial three-cornered contest among the BJP, Congress and the AAP with several high-profile candidates in fray. Now, the EC, which is the Election Commission, also appeared disappointed at the low polling figure, even after its enhanced efforts to draw the voters to polling booths. There were also a couple of cases of glitches being recorded in the EVMs that were reported from Delhi and other places where polling took place. However, poll officials maintained throughout that the voting machines were replaced wherever there was a need. Now, while in smart polling process in West Bengal with BJP candidate Bharti Ghosh being attacked, meanwhile, another poll officer was allegedly beaten up by an MLA of the Saffron Party in Uttar Pradesh this time. At 132 for 4 in 18 overs, it was the Chennai Super Kings with 18 needed for a victory in 12 deliveries. However, that was not to be, with Mumbai Indians winning a thriller and recording their 4th title by a solitary run yesterday at the IPL finals. The icing on the cake, however, was provided by Malinga, who despite being hammered for 41 runs in his first 3 overs, redeemed himself in the most dramatic fashion, defending just 8 runs in the last over to overshadow Shane Watson's brilliant 59 ball 80. This victory, Mumbai Indians become the most successful team in the history of the IPL tournaments. The death toll in Odisha due to Cyclone Fani sharply rose to 64 with 21 fresh casualties confirmed by the state government on Sunday. This extremely severe cyclonic storm, which made a landfall in Puri with wind speed of 240 km per hour on May 3rd, has left at least 241 people injured. The toll, which was 43 till Saturday, rose to 64 as 18 more casualties were reported from the worst hit areas of the Puri district and 4 more from the Khurda district. The BJP on Sunday has alleged failure of law and order in Rajasthan in the wake of the Alwar gang rape incident and has demanded the resignation of Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot. BJP leader and Union Minister Prakash Javadekar told reporters at a press conference yesterday that "we condemn the incident of the rape of the Dalit woman recently and other cases of violence," and he further alleged that the Alwar gang rape incident was kept in secret in the wake of voting in Rajasthan on May 6th. However, there was no immediate reaction from the Congress to his comments. Now, Javadekar also alleged that besides the gang rape incident in Alwar, other cases of rape were reported elsewhere in Rajasthan, which saw polling in 2 phases of April 29th and May 6th. The minister claimed that in the last 4 months of the Congress rule in the state, 46 cases of rape have occurred and 27 cases of atrocities against Dalit were recorded. Now, the Election Commission has once again given a clean chit to Narendra Modi as it found no violation in the poll code on Niti Aayog sharing data with the Prime Minister's office in places where PM was set to campaign for the Lok Sabha elections. Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Sandeep Saxena said that the Commission has disposed of the complaint as the Prime Minister is exempted from the provision that bars ministers from combining official visits with campaigning. Sources later also said that the Niti Aayog had not shared any political data but district level data with the Prime Minister's office. Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak and also keep following news18.com for more updates and more news. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.